So it's not something we thought much about, and it turns out environmental regulators didn't either. Shop towels. They're used to wipe oil, solvent, and other chemicals off machinery. You've seen them at your local garage, so imagine how many there are in factories. These dirty towels are carted off to industrial laundries where they're cleaned, and in that process, toxic emissions, including carcinogens, are released. They're called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection found the emissions, the VOCs, so bad from one industrial laundry in Waterbury, Connecticut, that the state sued and won a $1.8 million settlement and then stopped the facility, GNK Services, from laundering any more towels. Barbara Moran is a science writer whose story about this appeared in the Hartford Courant. It caught our eye. There's a link at herenow.org as Barbara joins us in the studio. And so, Barbara, good for you, because we have to say we thought about maybe the danger of these solvents on rags for workers, but not in the washing of them. You say regulators admitted to you they really hadn't thought about this either.
No, it seems like nobody's really thought about it. It's kind of flown under the radar. Even when I first heard about the story, I was like, wait, air emissions? I don't even understand how this could be happening, because laundries, when they're targeted, are usually targeted for water discharge, water emission issues. And the kudos really goes to those women in Waterbury who live across from this laundry who first reported it.
Tell us more about that. A woman living across the street from the GNK Services laundry described a smell that was coming from it.
Yeah, she said it smelled like lighter fluid, but 1,000 times worse. And she just would say that the smell just came after you, and she would get off the bus and it would fill the whole bus, and that it was just awful. And she and a neighbor and another friend just started complaining to the Connecticut DEP about this. This is a few years ago. And the investigators from Connecticut came, inspected the laundry, and found all these problems at this particular laundry.
Well, tell us about that. And then as you do, I mean, what were the issues that they found? But also, what are the regulations? I mean, what are you supposed to do that they apparently were not doing?
So these shop and print towels arrive at the laundry, and the laundries know that they have various chemicals on them, and they have these processes to remove the chemicals. And the first thing that a lot of these laundries do is put them in a washing machine, giant washing machines, like,
right.
You know.
Industrial.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they steam them, and this should vaporize all the VOCs, and then they should be collected into a condenser and disposed as hazardous waste. This company didn't even have the condensers hooked up. So that
so
was
supposed to be a capture process that they didn't have.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was problem one. So after they'd got them to hook up the condensers, DEP went back to test the emissions, and one of the inspectors happened to smell the clean towels as they were coming out of the washing machine and realized that they still smelled like solvent. So even this condenser process wasn't working properly, even when it was hooked up. So when the towels went into the dryer, any chemicals that were left in there were just vaporized and shot out through the roof stacks.
And there's the answer to how it got in the air.
Yeah.
Well, the EPA federally is paying attention now, especially in New England. You write they've identified and inspected 17 industrial laundries. Are they finding the same problems in these laundries? What are the issues?
Yeah. So when DEP found out about this, they were wondering, first of all, is this just one facility? Is this just one company? Or is this, you know, a regional or nationwide problem? So they alerted EPA, and EPA started investigating all the laundries that launder, shop, and print towels. And they found nothing as extreme as what they found in Waterbury, but they've had so far bought enforcement actions against two other companies, one in New Hampshire and one in Massachusetts, for similar problems.
Well, okay, so this raised other questions for us. What are you supposed to do with these rags? Like, if you use, you know, people do their own work in their own garages, I'm not sure anybody's putting those solvent-laden towels in their home machines. That would seem like a bad idea. But it sounds as if, you know, when you, for instance, dispose of them, are you supposed to do it with hazardous waste?
Yes, at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are.
Go get in that line on hazardous waste day.
Yeah, do that. Okay. And yeah. The other question is, you know, so is there a better solution? Because this sounds crazy, you know, trying to trap solvent from a towel just to use it over again. Is there a better way to do this?
Well, some companies have turned to disposable towels, which have its own set of problems, because then you have the disposable towels and you're creating a lot more solid hazardous waste that has to be disposed of.
Right.
Companies use these industrial chemicals because they work and they are hazardous waste, so they have to be disposed of one way or another. Either they're going to be on a disposable towel and it has to be thrown away, or they're going to be cleaned. So
properly,
and
yeah.
Hopefully that the stuff will be captured and thrown away. I mean, the only way to get rid of it is to find replacement chemicals,
yeah.
Greener chemicals that don't have these hazardous problems.
So in the meantime, it sounds like the solution is to get the cleaning process right and continue to capture it and dispose of it. But a group called the Textile Rental Services Association, which represents the laundry industry that does this industrial laundry, the group's CEO told you, some of these laundries, they don't even know what the chemicals are on the towels when they get them.
Supposedly, when shops use these towels, they're supposed to be color-coded and they're supposed to be sorted by what chemical, and that seems to be, you know, some companies do that and others don't seem to do that. So things arrive at the laundry and they have no idea what's on them except that they know that they're shop print towels or print towels.
Right.
And and this can cause a lot of problems because a lot of these VOCs, when mixed together, can become much more volatile, much more toxic, and much more explosive.
Okay, so there's another problem, you know, that you could blow up the laundry. Do you expect that from here on out this is going to be more highly regulated?
Well, there have been rumors around that the EPA has not confirmed that new regulations will be coming out about handling and use of shop towels. So people keep telling me that that's going to happen, but I haven't seen it happen. But it does seem like the federal government is going to be paying more attention to this issue.
Well, and we haven't even touched on, you know, the people who not only work with the towels in the workplaces, but work with the towels in the laundries. It can't be healthy for them if it's not being done right.
I know. It was shocking. I talked to all the inspectors who went to this place, and they were just amazed by the fumes in the place. And Connecticut DEP, after they inspected the laundry, they sent a letter to OSHA asking them to inspect the laundry. And apparently OSHA did inspect it and didn't find any violations. They found some noise violations, but no, you know, chemical hazard violations. So it's interesting to me. I'm currently taking an organic chemistry class, and we use a lot of these chemicals in the lab, and we wear goggles and gloves and work under a fume hood, and often people get sick anyway and have to leave lab and get some air. And so I thought a lot about the workers handling this stuff, you know, and I think there are best practices that are supposed to be obeyed where they should be wearing at least gloves, if not face protection or something. But as far as I know, when the inspectors that I spoke to at Connecticut went to G&K, I think the workers were probably wearing gloves, but no kind of face protection or anything like that. And they said the fumes were pretty extreme.
Well, we're glad you're staying on the story. Science writer Barbara Moran, a link to her story about the environmental problems caused by industrial rags at hereandnow.org. Barbara, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, quick program note. We have a great week coming up. Tomorrow, a neurosurgeon who says he has proof of heaven. Also this week, Tony Bennett and author Alexander McCall Smith. Very exciting, so stay with us all week. But up next, the author of Life of Pi, Here and Now.